I dig your colors, girl. Shades of life, a lot of you. Tell me what you see through your eyes of changing hue.
Hello, how are you? It is season two of the Hello Colour podcast with me, Mum Taz, and I'm so excited to be back talking about my favourite topic, which is colour in all its vibrant chromatic forms. Now, if you listen to season one, then you'll kind of be familiar with the format. This is essentially a solo cast where I just chat away on a different topic. Sometimes it's a particular area of colour therapy, and other times I might do a bit of a deep dive into a particular colour. So I took a break of a few months and I've been thinking about what I want to do with this season. The natural thing is to get guests or to turn this into a video cast, but I've been thinking a lot about conventions. You see, whenever I listen to podcasts, they'll always start with a big spiel about themselves and they'll be selling their product, like I'll always be saying, make sure you get my book, Hello Rainbow, and they'll be signing off saying, like and share this podcast, and just all these other conventions. And I felt like, for me, this is a short podcast. That stuff is a complete waste of time. I really don't want to waste time talking about that stuff. I'm going to put it in the show notes. And I really just want to focus on what I want to share with you each episode. Today's show is extra special for me because it's about the connection between music and colour. I've always been a really sensory person. Like, I have ears like a dog. I can hear things that other people can't hear. And I can smell them. And if I smell something and it's like really horrible that nobody else can smell, but my nose is really sensitive, then I have this incredible ability to see colour. I can stare at the sun and I can see colours where other people can't see colours. And then touch is very important to me as well. Like, I can just feel things, like just the most tiniest of things. Sometimes I think I'm like the princess in the pea who, you know, she couldn't sleep in the fairy tale because there was one pea under her mattress. Senses are so important. But what's really interesting is how colour and music are so connected. I'm dedicating this episode to my dear friend Dom Jordan, who passed away recently. He's a member of the band Cellophane Company, who created the wonderful theme tune to this podcast. Dom opened up my ears to music again after, in truth, I fell out of love with it. And that was for a long time. I used to love music, and then all of a sudden I became disconnected to it. He helped me discover my key note again. And it's something I've taken into my everyday. I've been going to sound bars and listening to all kinds of new music and even buying musical instruments, which I just love playing for myself. So, Dom, this one's for you wherever you are. I'm really excited to share a piece of colour therapy knowledge that I hope will change your life. So, just like colour, sound is everywhere. You don't need to see it or hear it in order to feel its presence. That's because they're both vibrational energies. Everything around us is pulsating at a different rhythm. It could be the blades in the grass in the park, books lined up on a shelf in the library, a pile of fruit in the market, the rhythm of the wind on a blustery day, or the waves at sea crashing onto rocks. Then there's the rhythm of our heart, always beating, but sometimes impacted by the trauma of heartbreak or the heightened warmth of feeling in love. The heartbeat of our birth mother is the first rhythm we hear. Then there's circadian rhythms, our natural body's ability to wake up and sleep at regular times without needing an alarm clock. And I love it when that happens because I actually really dislike the sounds of alarm clocks. The ancient seers were philosophers. That said, it wasn't just our hearts that vibrated. but every single organ in our body vibrates, creating their own notes. And when we blend these notes together, it gives us our key note. Think of it like a tiny bee humming. Each of us is giving out this note, this little vibe. We might not hear it with human ears, but the forces around us can. Still with me? I know it sounds a bit far-fetched, but think of it in a practical sense. We each live in a sonic environment and we hear things around us and we're part of that environment as well. So what do colours sound like? I was talking to Paul the other day. He's also from Cellophane Company, and he told me that images can inspire his songwriting. He even showed me a picture, the aesthetics and colours of which led to a specific song. The vibrations of those colours came out as sound vibrations, and now they're immortalised in music forever. Now, this may be something that you've also experienced. And if you haven't, then why not make that a bit of a new practice each time you encounter colours throughout your day? Pause for a moment and wonder, can I hear that colour? So I mentioned I was going to introduce an aspect of colour therapy that I believe could change your life. And it's that key note that I mentioned. How can we find out what our key note is? That little hum. Well, there is a method. Let me explain how you can find your personal key note. So this is how it works. You just need to write down your date of birth, and then you add up each number separately. So let me explain how I worked out my key notes. And this is the same process that you can use too. You write out your date of birth. Mine is 06/12/1980, which is the 6th of December. Next, you need to add up each individual digit to each other. So in my case, it's 6 plus 1 plus 2 plus 1 plus 9 plus 8. The answer is 27. You will end up with two digits. The idea is now is you take your two digits, you add them together until you end up with a single number. So if you add them together and you end up with another double digit, then you just add those two together again. But for me, I had 27, so I added 2 plus 7, and my keynote number is 9. What is the significance of this keynote number? This is the sound that really connects with our inner core, our inner being. When we hear this sound, we are just in our element. It's a sound that soothes us, that heals us. We should actually be hearing this sound whenever we're traumatized, whenever we just need a bit of help in life. Listen to this sound daily, and it is going to really change things for you. So I've given you a number, but you're thinking, okay, well, how do I know what my note is? I know the number. Each key note is an actual musical note and it's a colour. So next up, grab a pen or press pause on the podcast and write down these findings. So are you ready? If your birth number was 1, your key note is C and your colour is red. If your birth number was 2, your key note is D and your colour is orange. If your birth note was 3, then your key note is E and your colour is yellow. If your birth note is 4, then the note is F and the colour is green. For 5, the note is G and the colour is turquoise. For 6, it's an A and the colour is blue. For number 7, the note is B and the colour is violet. For number 8, the note is a high C and a silver. And for number 9, which is my number, the note is a high D and the colour is gold. So, now you know what your note is, track down your note. Have a listen to it. Now, you can actually find this online, by the way, because the first thing I did was I typed it into YouTube and it played me my high D. When you listen to your key notes, visualize your color at the same time. Now, that color energy, that sound energy is going to protect you from negativity. My advice is to listen to this sound, visualize this color. Each time you're going to go and do something difficult, whether it's you're going into a public place you're nervous about, you've got a meeting, you're making a speech, you're networking, you're hanging out with some people that you don't necessarily like, listen to the sound, think of the color, let it ground you, let it give you purpose, let it connect with you. Try this incredible color therapy ritual based on music and color. Find out what your keynote is. Have a listen. I would love to know. Share it with me. You can leave a comment. I know I said I wouldn't be like plugging, hey, share my podcast, etc., etc., but I'm genuinely interested to know what your keynote is. You can let me know on my socials. You can let me know. Just like message me. Everything's going to be in the show notes. I really can't wait to hear how this turns out for you. Thank you for listening. I'm so excited that we are back with season 2, and I look forward to chatting more color therapy with you soon.